Good morning. Great having your company early today. I've been talking to a gentleman called Ross, Ross Skelton. He's doing some very good work for the Alzheimer's Association of Western Australia. He's organising a quiz night, which straight away got my attention, so I was happy to help out there. And then he mentioned, too, that he's taking part in an Ironman event. Now, when I've done my little bit of health and fitness, I quickly understood just how much work it takes. I won't say how hard these things are, because when you're in the groove or in that kind of line of thought, the hard work doesn't seem to matter so much as the amount of work and the type of work. And I thought we'd have a chat with him about that and why he's involved with the Alzheimer's Association of Western Australia. Morning, Ross.
Morning, John.
Well, first of all, I've got to say, how are you feeling? Fit?
I'm feeling good, yeah. The race is in 2.5 weeks on the 4th of December in Busselton. So, yeah, a lot of the hard work has been done and looking forward to it.
What does it take to get into and get up to shape to enter an Ironman contest?
Every individual is different, but I started my program in July, and the training consists of basically 6 days a week, and it's a challenge. It's certainly a challenge juggling family commitments with work commitments and making sure you try and tick every box that you possibly can.
Well, that's certainly true. What sort of what do you need to keep in mind? What's your game plan for training for a Ironman? I mean, obviously your eating plan has got to be in shape. What would you eat?
Oh, certainly. You certainly got to try and eat the right things. Every now and then you deviate a little bit, but it's important to get as much sleep as you possibly can and eat properly and drink a lot of water. And I guess the biggest goal for me personally is that you try and stay as injury-free as I possibly can. So that's been important, which, touch wood, has happened so far.
I'll talk to you a bit more about the preparation. First of all, though, I want to find out what's your focus. Why have you chosen, of all the good organisations, why have you chosen Alzheimer's Association of Western Australia?
Something I'm certainly passionate about. My father has early onset dementia, and he's currently residing in a nursing home. So he's been there since the start of this year, and I guess at age 64, it's in my mind, it's certainly too young. And he's in a whilst he's getting looked after extremely well, he's in a facility, and that in my mind, I think it's probably there's a lack of in terms of looking after people with the disease at a younger age. So it's as I said, it's a passionate close to my it's a disease that's and a cause that's close to my heart. And when I first started the journey, I said to my wife, it's something that I want to really just raise as much awareness as I possibly can and try and get as much money as I can. And so far it's been great.
What have you learnt about Alzheimer's during this event?
It's just been such an amazing and rewarding journey. It's just so many people that I speak to, it just has, indirectly or indirectly, has affected them, the disease. And just speaking to local businesses and just people that I've spoken to, has been quite surprising on the people that it has affected.
Incredible.
I think from reports it affects 24,000 people in WA each year, and obviously with our growing population, that's probably only going to increase, unfortunately. So it's a disease that's really quite crippling, and as I said, from seeing a loved one, getting struck by it, it's hard to take, but it's something that I'm passionate about.
Well, you're doing it strong, aren't you? How does your Ironman event help the association? Obviously, it's fundraising, so I guess really what my question should be, how can we help? Can we sponsor you? What happens?
Yeah, I've got a page set up, and it's everydayhero.com.au / Ross Skelton. So I've got a page set up, and people have already generously donated. I've raised over $6,300, and since July, so that's been really, really good and really quite rewarding. Obviously what I'm trying to do, I guess, one is raise the awareness, and two, obviously raise as much money as we can, because there's a lot of charities out there, but Alzheimer's Association, I guess, is certainly quite under-resourced and is always looking for that, obviously more revenue to help with research and things like that. So
I know you've raised a lot of money already. Do you have an idea of what that figure is at this stage?
Yeah, I've raised over 6,300. At the start of the campaign, I've got a goal to reach the 15,000 mark. I guess like any goal, you want to try and achieve that. Yeah, I guess it's optimistic, but obviously there's still a few weeks to go, and I'm trying to, trying to get as much exposure as I possibly can, and hence the quiz night we've got coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's great, isn't it? All this work to help out. Hey, what's involved in an Ironman? I hear the term a lot. What do you have to do? A series of different type of events, like a triathlon?
Yeah, it's an Ironman triathlon event. It's an endurance event, and it consists of a 3.8-kilometre swim, 180-kilometre bike ride, and a 42.2-kilometre run at the end. So you've got 17 hours to finish it in, and I've got a goal in mind to obviously finish it in less than that time, but it's just such a... It's such a rewarding event, and it's such a great day, and I'm really looking forward to being out there and amongst it all, you know, with 1,000 other people. And
sounds like it'd be a major event. Like it'd also be a bit of fun too. Do you actually get to smile during any of this? Is there any part that makes you go, yeah, this is great, or is it all just focus?
There'll be times throughout the day. Certainly on the run leg where I'll certainly start to hurt a little bit, but the smile will come at the finish line, I imagine, once I've completed my goal.
Save it there and maybe for a couple of photographs as well, and then you're in. Hey, Ross, what really is Ironman food? If I wanted to go have a meal right now and say this is an Ironman meal, what would I really be eating? I'm just interested.
Oh, I guess, as I said, every individual is different. That's an interesting question. I have a lot of carbohydrates is probably the best way of answering that. A lot of pasta, I'll certainly be eating a lot of that, you know, the week before the race. So
that's where you get your long-term energy from?
That's correct.
Yeah, not the sort of thing you eat if you want to be losing body fat, but you want to build a little bit up so you've got some kind of reserve to get that energy, because I can't imagine you've got time to stop and have a steak while you're running your 11-hour marathon.
That's right. And that's the other thing. It's whilst the physical side of the training is important, also the nutrition, making sure you keep that up to the appropriate level is also equally as important, because if you don't eat properly during race day, you'll certainly come unstuck pretty quickly.
That's true. Ross, let's make sure we remember your website. Give it to us one more time.
It's www.everydayheroes.com.au /Ross Skelton.
RossSkelton. That's it. Ross Skelton. One word. And we do that and we can find out more about how we can sponsor you and help out. It's a great thing you're doing. And we better get you back on afterwards to hear how you went, eh, Ross?
I'd love to do that. Yeah, that'd be terrific.
All right. Well, in the meantime, keep fit and, like you said, get plenty of sleep. Not right now, though, because we want people to stay awake, but afterwards.
That's right. Thanks a lot, John.